not. This is just, it's plain old hypocritical bullshit.
Yes.
We have an Aaron.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, how are you?
Okay, you can kill
them. Are we a single here?
Sure.
We are a single
here. This is radio, people.
We're so confused. You're supposed to be David Goyer, according to the list of you. So would you please answer as many questions as you can about writing the script?
Oh, yeah. All righty.
If I can get you just ID yourself for the tape recorder.
Sure. Hi, I'm Aaron Eckhart.
What a great character to dive into. I mean, this guy really runs the gamut. Talk about the challenge and the fun as an actor. It's like really getting into this guy.
Yeah, I love Harvey Dent. When I read the script, I was amazed at how the trajectory and the transformation that Harvey has. And given the fact that the Joker's in the movie and is the engine of the movie and propels the action, I was surprised how much Harvey had to do and what a light he is in the movie. It's interesting to get to know Harvey as a altruistic leader of Gotham City, trying to clean up the crime and confronting the issues that others won't confront. And then to see his transformation into, to Two-Face, I think that the audience is going to have a little more empathy and understanding for Two-Face because they got to know him as Harvey Dent. So it's an interesting, to see the villains in this piece.
Were you familiar with Dent, or did you go back and research any of his story arcs?
I was familiar with Dent in as much I knew he was an iconic Batman character. I didn't know the ins and outs of Dent, and when I got the part, thank goodness, thank you, Chris. Chris sent me the comic books, and I started to do research, and I met people. It's funny that when people knew that I was going to be Harvey Two-Face, they came out of the woodwork, and the most unlikely people were coming up with facts that, it was like baseball statistics from 1942 World Series, third inning. How do you know this stuff? Which I used, but we had such a beautiful and complete and complex template in the script that we really didn't have to do much other than say our lines and kind of, have the emotional intensity. But I'm not an aficionado of Harvey Two-Face, and I'm sure the fans, once this movie comes out, will approach me and ask me if I know everything, and I won't. But I do have a great love for him now.
What was the makeup process like?
I'm reluctant to talk about that, because I really would like the audience to come to the movie and have that revelation be really fresh and new to them, and not have the baggage of information, not for them not to be burdened by technical information. I think just seeing it for the first time fresh is going to be a great experience for them.
We just brought one here, but the picture was leaked on the internet, and none of us wanted to believe it was until we got the screening down.
That's it.
But to you, does that irritate you as an actor to see, knowing that you want to keep it quiet, like it's safe? Or is it just part of the game now?
No, I mean, the secrecy issues involved with a movie like this are intense, and the whole time I'm between, fear of the script getting leaked and having the responsibility and the pressure of not being the one responsible for that leak. You have to do extraordinary things. I know that, people obviously had seen what Batman looked like, but Heath and I had to wear hoods over our heads and go into public with, looking like friars, and that was interesting. And then Heath's picture, the Joker, got out, but Two-Face never did. So I kind of was happy about that and wanted that to go on as long as possible. But, there are rumors and innuendos, and maybe that's, but they won't believe that that's the real one.
How much time did you spend in the chair?
Well, again, I spent less than 5 years and more than a day. It was, I had to do time in and time out, which if somebody offered me a movie where I had to, completely wear makeup in a suit, I would think twice about it.
You know, you talked about the transition that Harvey makes to from this altruistic crusader to the bitter character that we meet, but he's helped in that transition by the Joker.
Yeah.
And how did you and Heath work together and get that sense of somebody who can, in such a persuasive way, draw